Hello, this is Todd Starnes. I have the privilege of being the lead pastor at Odessa First Assembly, and this is our podcast. I want to thank you for joining us today. I hope you enjoy this message, and I pray the Holy Spirit ministers to you. Remember, Scripture tells us in Philippians 2:13, "For it is He that works in us to will and to act according to His good purpose." And I pray that that work begins in you today.
My days are all running together. I mean, has anybody asked what day is today? I mean, it's like, I mean, how many times have I thought, wait, okay, what's today? What's today? And I'm panicking, thinking that I missed church or that I forgot something, and I realize, oh, it's Monday. Yesterday was church. Okay. All right. I'm okay. And so we say, this is surreal. This is just, it feels like I'm living in a dream. It's like I'm in a fog. Anybody said any of these kinds of things? It's just, I'm trapped in this movie, all these movies that you live the same day over and over again. You know, the news is the same over and over again. You're like, didn't I just watch this news story? I really think it is. I think they just push repeat. I don't know. But it's like, it's all the same thing. This is just so weird. Maybe your sleep pattern is all off. Like, I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've heard say that they couldn't sleep. Or because they couldn't sleep, they overslept, and they're joining our Zoom, and they're like, oh, man, I missed it, you know, because they overslept, because they couldn't sleep the night before. It's just the craziness. We've said, I'm going to take a nap. There are lots of, it's just a weird time. We've also heard, and maybe we've said it, that this was kind of a wake-up call. I mean, we were not ready for this. We were not ready for everything to just come to a standstill, that to actually say we're not having church in this building. I mean, that was just crazy. It's a wake-up call because it was like all our plans just stopped. I mean, the seniors are trying to make plans for next year, and it's like, well, I mean, we can't even make plans for tomorrow. How do we make plans for next year? It's just so crazy. You know, maybe it's been a wake-up call in our spiritual lives. There are people I've talked to that have said that this was a real wake-up call for them spiritually, and they've committed their lives back to God, and they are ready for next week. They cannot wait for next week because just suddenly, instead of, oh, I think I'll go to church today, well, you know, maybe, I don't know, to, I can't wait to get back to church. I'm ready for church. I want to see people. I want to be in God's presence. And so it was a wake-up call for them spiritually. Things that we've heard about our whole lives or read about our whole lives in the Bible, suddenly we're seeing things, think, wow, is this what this was talking about in the last days? I mean, so a lot of awakening has been happening. Now, for the benefit of the younger ones, when we talk about a wake-up call, you may not know what a real wake-up call is, a literal wake-up call. Okay, if we ever stayed in a hotel, what you would do is you'd call the front desk and you'd say, hello, I would like to have a wake-up call at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so the next morning at 7 o'clock, they call you and say, and they ring and ring and ring and ring until you answer. And then they say, this is your wake-up call, and thank you, and you hang it up. That is a wake-up call. Now, the thing is, what they don't do is call you 5 minutes later and say, did you wake up? So those wake-up calls. Now, I have a cousin that her husband has kind of teased us because he said, I've never known anybody that had to set an alarm after 8 o'clock. We have laughed so much about that because our family, we have to have an alarm clock or we will not wake up. I am a very hard sleeper. I know Todd already kind of made a joke about that, about my 15 alarms. But the point of a wake-up call is to wake us up. We have something to do. We have to be up at a certain time. It's to wake us up. And if we're hard sleepers, we've realized that sometimes those alarms don't wake us up or keep us awake, right? They don't keep us awake. We have to hit snooze so it'll wake us up again. So, but there have been times that I could not be awakened. I didn't have an alarm clock. This was like really before I had kids, before I was married. I know Todd thinks I'm a hard sleeper now. Before, it was really bad. During camp, church camp, sometimes I would be in the dorms like 5 weeks in a row, and then there would be a day that I could not be woken up. I mean, the whole dorm was vacated, and the dean is like, Angela Murdoch, get up now. And I'm like, what happened? I mean, I didn't know that I had missed everything. One time I was staying at my cousin's, and we were supposed to catch a ride with another cousin, and they couldn't wake me up. And so I wasn't playing possum. I was not faking. I really could not wake up. An embarrassing time was my seventh grade Texas history trip. There was this, we were camping out. We were in a tent, and there was a rainstorm. And I woke up to the sound of men all around our tent. The tent was on my face, and everybody else had already crawled out, and I was still in the tent. And I'm like going, this is really embarrassing. I didn't even know that anything happened. And so that was my wake-up call, just hearing all these voices around me. And I guess I wasn't trapped inside. I was just embarrassingly still inside. So I have tried different alarm clocks. You know that one that has the two bells and it kind of goes back and forth, you know, the really loud, it hits the little hammer thing. Well, when I was in high school, we finally thought, okay, that'll work because it's loud and it doesn't have a snooze button. This is going to work. Well, I woke up with it under my pillow and I was holding the little hammer. Like, I mean, so you tell me it's not, I don't need a snooze button. I mean, goodness, anyway. So, but as I had kids, that kind of, it got better because those wake-up calls don't snooze, right? They don't stop. They just keep on going. And Chase, he was, when he was little especially, he was he was the morning person and the early bird. And he would say, it's good morning time, Mommy. Look, it's good morning time. And I would be like, no, that's just the street light. Go back to bed. And he'd open up the curtain. He'd say, no, look, Mommy, it's good morning time. It was so sweet. But I would definitely get up then. So now, once I wake up, after my second or third alarm usually, I try to go exercise, go for a walk, drink some coffee. That helps me stay awake. To open up the curtains to let the sunshine in. Otherwise, if the curtains stay drawn, I mean, I'm like, I just want to crawl back on the couch and go back to sleep. So if I let some sunshine in, it kind of helps me keep awake. And I actually brought some things because I have to have snacks and things on a road trip. Now, I'm not making nutritional advice today, so please, that is my disclaimer. So I do have a few things that I do like to have. I always have water. And let's see, could one of y'all get that so I can set it on there? And I may have some crackers or something salty. Definitely something with caffeine, either probably a Dr. Pepper or coffee. And I usually have, I didn't have any this time, but I usually have peanut M&Ms or something like that because you can just do one at a time. You can stick them up on the dash and get them hot. I mean, so it's just kind of like I have all these things to kind of help keep me alert and keep me awake when I am driving. I usually have my playlist ready. Thank you, baby. Maybe some. Okay, let's see. I have all kinds of things to keep me alert when I'm driving because none of us wants to fall asleep when we're driving, right? We want to stay alert. My mom has a story that when my grandma one time had to drive all night because somebody had passed away, and my mom, when they arrived, she said, "How did you stay awake?" And her mom said, "Well, I had precious cargo." And that story has been told. It just, I love that story. I had precious cargo. Well, in our spiritual lives, we may have had a wake-up call. In the beginning, And I'm speaking sometimes some of my own experience, some things I've heard others say, but we've been awakened in our spirits, like just maybe a new hunger, something fresh, just God is working in us. Every video we could watch, we were watching. Every song we could share and listen to, I mean, we're just like soaking it all in. We're getting into the Word of God like never before. We are awakening. Something is awakening in our spirits. And I just want to encourage us this morning that in this time that we have been awakened, don't hit the snooze button. On this journey, we have to stay vigilant. We have to stay awake so we won't start getting drowsy again. And the Bible talks a lot about this in the last days. This very well could be our last wake-up call. Not everybody gets that kind of wake-up call where life stops. I mean, we were busy before. How many of you were busy? I mean, busy, busy, busy. Like, we're running from one thing to the next. And I mean, then all of a sudden, all of this stopped. And so all we have to do is reflect on what's here in our hearts, what's going on in our families. And so I want us to, we're going to read some scriptures this morning, and I want us to pray just that the Lord would speak something clearly to us about staying awake and staying alert. So, Lord, we thank you for this time, and thank you for this opportunity. I thank you for everyone who is listening and who will listen later on. Maybe some need to hear this about how we're going to stay alert. How are we going to keep awake, stay awake during this season and to finish strong? Because we do have precious cargo. We are precious cargo, and we also have people in our lives that are precious cargo. So I just pray that you would speak to us this morning. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. So if you read through the New Testament, this message is woven throughout to not hit the snooze button. It doesn't say exactly like that, but it says to stay awake, stay alert, especially as the time of the Lord draws nigh. So you could do a word search. Now, we have concordances in the back of our Bible. I loved teaching this when I was teaching fourth grade about concordances, and we'd look up scriptures, and so you could look up awake, awaken, waken, all of those words, and see a lot of great scriptures. If you don't have that, you can also Google. You can put scripture, alert, awake, and it will pull up all kinds of things. If you need peace, you can search scriptures, peace, and it will pull up lots of scriptures. So I love that we have that kind of technology. But I want to start out this morning in Romans chapter 13, verse 11. And it says, this is all the more urgent, for you know how late it is. Time is running out. Wake up, for our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6 says, so then let us not sleep as others do. The scriptures, I mean, There was so much. I was like, okay, I've got to condense this part right here. But throughout Scripture, we read to stay awake, stay alert. And to me, every time I read that, and I encourage you to read the Bible, every time I read that, it's kind of another wake up call, wake up call, wake up call. It's again warning us, wake up, wake up. So how can we stay awake? How can we stay alert and not just sink into our easy chair, fall back into deep sleep, and until this whole thing is over? I want to share with you what will help you and also help you stay grounded when everything seems like a nightmare or a dream. And I you know, sometimes these little movie tidbits, I don't even remember where it was, but you know, them trying to get out of this chasm that they're in, but we know that we have the way that we can stay grounded and stay alert during this time. And the first thing that I want to share with you is to pray. And I know that this is maybe a cliche, but it is so important. Praying will keep you alert. Talk to God every day. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind so that you may pray." Be alert. He's saying be alert again. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." So throughout our day, we're praying, we're calling on God. Now, it's not something complex. It's not a one-sided conversation. You don't need to have necessarily a reason, but throughout your day, pray. And I know that it's a challenge. Some of you are having to be super mom and super dad with the kids, trying to homeschool them, and it is a challenge sometimes to find your time. I love the story of Charles and John Wesley's mom, who had, actually she birthed 19 kids, but she had 10 because many of her kids actually passed away. But she had 10 kids in her home, and her husband was usually gone, so it was a rough time. But she would put her apron over her head, and the kids all knew when she had her apron over her head, that was her quiet time with the Lord or God time to leave her alone unless there was something serious going on. I can't imagine having 10 kids around and you're really trying to just put your apron over your head. But she made a way, and she raised some world changers in doing that. The Lord just wants to be with us. His presence will keep us alert. I remember when Todd and I were dating, and I remember calling, it was during one of my breaks, and I remember calling him and just saying something like, "Well, I can't remember why I was calling you." And he's like, "You don't need a reason to call." And so, of course, now you might be like, "No, why are you calling?" No, I'm kidding. But we just wanted to talk. And that's how God just wants to talk to us. God wants that communion with us. So if we will stop and listen to, he has so much to say to us. The next thing that will keep us alert is the Word of God. The Word of God will keep you alert. To be honest, some of these days, I have felt like I was in a fog or a dream. Watching the news, I would get just a little bit overwhelmed. It made it hard for me to sleep. There's all these videos of things that may be happening and wondering, are these conspiracy theories? Are these true? I mean, just all these things. And so our minds can go crazy. And there have been times that that's what was happening in my mind. I'm like, what is going on? And I knew I just needed to get back in the scripture. So I would either listen to my Bible on my Bible app on the phone. There's an app that you can actually even listen to it. And or opening my Bible, reading, just taking time in the Lord. Every single time that I felt like my mind's going nuts, the Word of God always brings me back to reality, brings it back to focus. And so the Word of God will keep us alert. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, the discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." That is going to keep you awake when you have that happening. And the last thing is that I'm going to spend a lot more time on is that the Holy Spirit will keep you alert. This has just really been speaking to my heart. The disciples were testimony of this in the Bible, in the New Testament, that the Holy Spirit will keep us alert. See, before the Holy Spirit came, Jesus was on the earth and was walking and with them. If you remember, he was in the Garden of Gethsemane before he was betrayed, before he went to the cross and was crucified and died for us and rose again. Before all of that, in Matthew 26, Jesus asked some of his disciples to come pray with him. He even told them that his soul was crushed to the point of death. He was grief. Now, I mean, if you had a friend that told you, "I am crushed, he's distraught, would you please pray and watch it with me?" And then he walks off to go pray, and when he comes back, They were asleep. So he says, couldn't you even watch with me for 1 hour? Please keep watch so that you will not give into temptation. For the spirit is willing, but the body is weak. And this is still in Matthew chapter 26. When he returned to them again, he found them sleeping. So after all this, saying, please, you've got to pray so you don't fall into temptation. Pray so you don't fall into temptation. And he came again, and they were asleep. He went a third time to pray, saying the same things again. But when he came to the disciples, he said, go ahead and sleep, have your rest, for the time has come. And that's when he was betrayed. Now, the disciples loved Jesus. I mean, they followed him, they knew him, and they loved Jesus. But when the time came of the intense persecution and intense battle, what happened? They fell asleep. Shortly after that, Peter betrayed Jesus. He would have never betrayed Jesus. But there was something that Jesus wanted them to experience that happened after this that changed their lives, and that was when they were filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is what they needed. Jesus had been telling them about the Holy Spirit. Jesus being with him in the flesh was awesome, but he knew that that's what they needed, to have the Holy Spirit inside of them. I mean, just walking a little ways away was enough for them to just fall asleep. Jesus said in Acts 1, verses 4 and 5, and while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Acts 2, 4 was the fulfillment of that. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit enabled them. And the power that came, that they didn't deny Jesus after that, it changed their lives. But Jesus had been telling them about the Holy Spirit for a while. In John 14, 26, he says, but when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you. So when the Holy Spirit comes inside of you, he's your reminder of everything that Jesus said. John 15:26, he says again, but I will send you the Advocate, the Spirit of truth. He will come to you from the Father and will testify all about me. You think Jesus was wanting them to hear this? He said it over and over again. Then chapter 16, verses 7 and 8, but in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the Advocate won't come. If I do go away, then I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world of sin and of God's righteousness and of the coming judgment. Verse 12 in that same chapter says, there's so much I want to tell you, but you can't bear it now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will tell you what he has heard. He will tell you about the future. He will bring me glory by telling you whatever he receives from me. Jesus said that the disciples needed to have that power to be witnesses. And most of them were martyred for their faith. From falling asleep in the garden or denying Jesus, they went to be mighty men of God because the Holy Spirit had come and changed their lives. This week, Kaylee, it was just kind of out of the blue, she asked, she's our 12-year-old, she said, how can I know if I would stand for Jesus if I were faced with death? I mean, that's kind of a big question, right, for a 12-year-old, for any of us, I guess. And so it really kind of brought a big discussion of, you know, we don't know what life's going to look like from here on out. I mean, we would never have expected what we're facing just even a few months ago. We wouldn't have expected it. But it just even got me thinking more about this, that being filled in the Holy Spirit is so important. It's not just an added bonus, it is life. It's so important. The Holy Spirit will keep us alert. When He fills us, it's kind of like this. Jesus said, He will remind you of everything that I have told you. So let's say you're just to break it down a little bit. If He reminds us of all the words that Jesus said and the Word of God, maybe say we're starting to doze off a little bit, maybe drift a little bit, and maybe it's the loneliness is just overtaking us. We're just really going through a rough time. We really need to be around people, and we can't be right now, so the loneliness just comes. Well, if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit's going to be that little tap. Hey, remember Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. We're going to remember that scripture, and it's going to bring us hope again. Maybe you're like me, and your mind starts going nuts, and you're researching, and you're thinking all these things, and what am I going to do? Trying to figure things out. Is this real? And all this stuff. And then you get this little tap, and it's really not on your shoulder. It's more right here, because the Holy Spirit is in us. And you remember John 14:27. Hey, remember? Jesus said, I'm leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. Maybe you learned it. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Don't be troubled and don't be afraid. The Holy Spirit reminds us of those things constantly. Maybe it's financial worries. You think, how are we going to make it? Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you don't have the work that you had. Maybe there are just all of these uncertainties. How are we going to do it? And then you hear this tap inside. Philippians 4:19, and my God will supply every need of yours according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Maybe you may not remember exact references, but you might be just feeling down and discouraged, and you remember, oh no, I'm more than a conqueror through Him who loves me. Or I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, all these things will be able to separate me from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. I'm not going crazy. I have the mind of Christ. So the Word of God just starts coming alive in us because the Holy Spirit is working in us.
I hope and pray that this message ministered to you today. Remember, if you would like to see what's going on or want more information about us, just go to OdessaFirstAssembly.com. And of course, you can find us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you.